Welcome back to Socks and Seven.
Welcome back to Socks and Seven. We are your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed. Back again after another series loss for the Boston Red Sox. You know, you pick up 3 out of 4 from the Chicago White Sox. Should have picked up a sweep, but and then you drop 2 to the Seattle Mariners. Pretty bottomed.
Yeah, double podcast coming in. We missed last series. Said we wouldn't miss any, so bring you guys the double today. Sox were coming off series win against the Rays, which we talked about last pod. Won the last 2 there. Took 3 of 4 from the White Sox and won game 1 against the Mariners. That's 6 of 7, so that was pretty chill. And then I thought that, like I said, you know, the roller coaster of the season, I thought we were starting to ride the high. And then we dropped 2 in a row to the Mariners here on Wednesday and Thursday. Not what you love to see.
No, definitely not. You know, you're coming into your last day thinking, oh, well, we got Crochet, so we should be good. And you just didn't have it today whatsoever. Just missing arm side over and over and over and over and over again.
Bottle walks. Got a little touched up first 2 innings. Battled 3 scoreless after that, but bats couldn't give him enough help. We lose 4-3. Willie Abreu smoked a ball to center off of Andrés Muñoz, which is really hard to do, but just didn't have enough carry to get out. Yeah, it's back-to-back losses. Ball club's 14-13. That's 1 game above .500. We got the Guardians coming up next this weekend. Hopefully win a weekend series. But yeah, I mean, dive into all the games. Starts on Friday against the White Sox is where we'll pick up. That's where we left off last time on the channel. I was in attendance. We faced Martin Perez and just absolutely smoked baseballs. Raked off of him all game long. Trevor Story goes deep in the first inning. The Sox never turned back, 10-3 win. Hunter Dobbins, honestly, pretty good outing as well. I will shout him out. He was tossing the ball pretty well. Yeah, I mean, just good, great win on Friday.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about Hunter Dobbins is I don't want to see Sean Newcomb anymore. Now that Bayo's back, like, and we'll get into his start for sure next, but there is no reason why Hunter Dobbins should not be our fifth guy in the rotation. I'd honestly prefer him over Giolito versus how he's looked so far. Like, Hunter Dobbins has good stuff. The splinker is dirty. Like, I just don't know why he's not on the big league roster.
Yeah, I'm also on the Hunter Dobbins over Sean Newcomb train. Sean Newcomb can certainly get out of a jam. Like, we've realized that. He has a 2 whip and a 4 ERA, which is really hard to do. But, I mean, the only problem is he gets himself into a lot of jams, and sometimes those end up in, like, runs being scored. But, yeah, I mean, good win on Friday. We go to Saturday. Devers leaves. White Sox come back to tie it in, like, the 7th. Casas ends it on a walk-off. Another great win on Friday.
Yeah, it's definitely been nice to see Casas heat up a little bit. He's still not doing it with consistency, but, you know, there's some pop there now. But it's still pretty brutal. Like, I know Vaughn Grissom's hitting .350 with an 1,000 OPS in AAA right now.
Yeah.
Getting some first base.
I mean, like I just said to Tebow, like, as we were watching this Mariners game today here on Thursday afternoon, like, Willie Abreu was obviously scorching to start the year. We move him up to 4. Casas was ice cold. We move him down to 6. And all of a sudden, they swap fire and coldness. Willie Abreu 0 for the last 2 games. Casas leaves twice this series. I mean, I don't really know what there is to say about that, really. Like, we've struggled to have everybody hitting at the same time, besides the Cardinals series, really. I mean, today, pretty much just Alex Bregman was the only one who cared about hitting. Campbell went 0 for a bunch of strikeouts. Devers 0 for 4. Story 0 for. Willier 0 for again. I mean, like, Narvaez hit the pesky pole shot to make it a 1-run game in the 8th. But, I mean, yeah, today it was just Bregman hitting. Other days it's been just Story hitting. We got to get all the guys clicking at once, which has been tough. I mean, what day was – what where Sunday we lost 8-4. Oh,
God, this game was infuriating.
Yeah, really, really bad game to watch.
You're up, what, 4-2 going into the seventh. Tanner Houck actually gives you a decent start for once, and the bullpen just blows up. Zach Kelly, I mean, thank God he's in Worcester, because it's just ever since he struck out Judge and got out of that bases loaded no outs jam last year against the Yankees, he's just sucked. Constantly suck from Zach Kelly. I never want to see him on the Red Sox again.
Yeah, bad loser on Sunday. We went out and won a series on Friday because you got to win series against the White Sox. Oh, no, Marathon Monday it was. Tebow was in attendance. Bueller was in a little bit of trouble early. Worked out of it. Ended up going 7. Bunch of Ks. I know Ref Snyder left. Love to win on Marathon Monday, especially win a series.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, like, nice to see, like, Rob, the Asian sensation, Ref Snyder, leave off of a righty. And that ball got out in a hurry over the monster. Marathon Monday was definitely sweet. Good vibes. Once again, I was definitely disappointed with the festivities. The crowd was pretty lame. But I guess it is more of a tourist attraction nowadays, Patriots Day. There's not really that many diehard Sox fans in attendance anymore. And then they also just didn't do enough for the marathon. They haven't for the past 4 years, and I get, like, they want to move on. They want to have Patriots Day be happy and then have one Boston Day be their remembrance day. But they didn't even have – they had some random, like, accountant throw out the first pitch. Sure. But I'd much rather see, like – some survivors out there, and like the survivor said, play ball, but I would much rather see them throwing out the first pitch, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, riding high off of a series win on Marathon Monday, we come in, come home again, smoke the Mariners on Tuesday, 8-3 win, toss us left that game, Bayo's first start of the year looked pretty good, battled, a lot of base runners, but battled, only one earned, bats helped him. Then at that point on Tuesday night after that win, the Red Sox had won 6 of 7 and are playing great ball, and I'm having an awesome time watching them.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say about that Bayo start is last year, like, something would happen and Bayo just loses it and he just can't bear down, can't get two outs or can't get the third out, and he just lets up a bunch of runs. He bared down this game and it was very nice to see. The only time he got any bit emotional was after he got his last out and he knew it was done. And that was awesome to see how fired up he got. So, like, I'm cool with if you want to get fired up, you can ride the highs. I'm cool with that. But just definitely don't ride the lows. And he did that this year. And it's definitely happened at the second half of last year where he started becoming more mature. And it's definitely nice to see because the way this rotation looks, like, Walker's been pitching a little bit better. That's for sure. Tanner, like, he just doesn't look good. The White Sox start, yeah, it was good, but it doesn't count. We need Bayo to either be, like, he needs to be a 2-3 type of guy. Like, it's not, we're not asking him to be our ace anymore, but he definitely needs to step up for this ball club right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I think he can, too. I mean,
me too.
I had a whole bunch of confidence in him coming into the year. Obviously, a little injury, like, that delayed his start, but, I mean, I think he can be that guy for us. He certainly helps the rotation out a lot. Yeah, and then the Wednesday, yesterday, Sean Newcomb Day, hopefully the last Sean Newcomb Day of Red Sox history, gives up a lot of runs. Red Sox lose, don't score as many runs as the Mariners. And we were thinking, you know, like, it's all right, it was Sean Newcomb Day. Like, let's just come back and win a series today. But it's Crochet Day, and that didn't happen either, so. Hate to see it.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna happen. I would just prefer it not happen against a team like the Seattle Mariners who can't buy hits, and they scored more runs this series than I would have liked, that's for sure. This team has had one of the worst scoring teams in the history of baseball the past 4 years, but their pitching staff is nasty, and like that has to do with the bats going cold. But the Red Sox just play such a frustrating brand of baseball. They strike out a ton. They get a ton of hits. They don't get them in to score. They walk a ton. So they have base runners galore, and then they just can't get the big hit. And then they strike out a ton. They don't move runners over. They don't get sac flies. It's it's ridiculous. They said the stats on the broadcast. They're number one hits, number two in walks, number two in runs, but somehow they're number two in runners left on, and like
it definitely number one in strikeouts. Yeah,
it's so infuriating to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we were on the good plateau there. We were going up 6 of 7. The boys were playing well. I mean, good home stretch in general. I guess we won more games than we lost, so that's always good. But I mean, these last two games, just not the outcomes you want to be seeing, especially on Crochet Day at home to try to win a series. But I mean, yeah, we got the Guardians coming up next. Gotta just hope that all the bats start clicking. Devers needs to get going again. Duran needs to get going again. A lot of guys that need to start hitting in order for this team to play good baseball and win games.
Yeah, speaking about Duran, and I mean, he is starting to hit again, but there's one thing, like, Cora, just play him in center field if you want to give Rafael the day off. I don't want to see Christian Campbell play center field ever again. I get you want to give David Hamilton, get him in the game. Find somewhere else to put him in the game, or just sit Campbell for a day. I'm fine with you platooning Campbell. He's a rookie. It'll help him in the long run, not to wear him down, because he's never played this many games in a season before. Just give Campbell the day off. And you gave Campbell the day off yesterday, but you decided not to play David Hamilton. So, like, what are we doing? Like, if you're going to play David Hamilton, play him at second base, because he definitely can't play shortstop, and Trevor Story's the only one who comes to play the ballparks half the time. Like, Campbell cannot play center field. The ball he, like, butchered in center field today was disgusting, and it probably cost us the game.
Yeah, it definitely didn't help us win. I think Rafaela makes that play like at least 7 or 8 times out of 10. Yeah, I mean, that would have definitely been a good confidence for Crochet to get out of that first where he threw a bunch of pitches and had some traffic with a zero, but didn't end up happening. And then, nobody else besides Bregman hit today, so it didn't look like we were going to score too many runs anyway. Hate losing series. Got to get one this weekend.
Yeah. Alex Bregman, though, came to play today. That's for sure. Made some unbelievable plays at third. Hit some hard balls. It was definitely pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, him and Trevor Story has been a fantastic left side of the infield. I know, like, especially on Monday, I realized, like, I've been on this podcast since it started, and pretty much that entire time I've said pretty poor things about Trevor Story because that's how I felt about him. And hand up, like, I will apologize, because I know the kid that's usually sitting on the other side of Tebow right here has been Trevor Story through and through. And good on him for that, because I was wrong. Trevor Story is a great ball player and deserves to play shortstop. I wanted Marcelo Meyer over him. I was wrong. I thought he was washed. I was wrong. He's doing a lot right now at the beginning of this season, and I really hope he can continue to, because he still has a lot of ground to make up for the pain he's caused me the last three seasons as a Red Sox, where he did not do much. He still has work to go, but he's on the right track to making up for all of the past three seasons with this season. So I hope he continues to do that, because I am a big fan of Trevor Story, and some are even saying I'm the Trevor Story whisperer.
Yeah.
I've been in attendance at 2 games at Fenway this year. He's 7 for 8 with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs. 10 RBIs and 3 home runs in the 2 games I've been to. So, yeah, I mean, next game I go to, look for him to probably go deep in his first at-bat again, because he's done that twice.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm definitely at fault again for the Trevor Story things. Like, he definitely, and like he still gets on my nerves this year, but I mean, he's hitting 300, but like, if he's seeing velocity, he struggles. But it's definitely been nice to see him become a better hitter, almost a more advanced hitter. He's going the opposite way more. He's not just dead pull like he used to be in Colorado and when he first got here. It's nice to see him go the opposite way. It's going to help him see the heat a little bit better, and I think that's why he's having a better season. And it's great to see. And then, obviously, his defense.
Yeah, he's playing good defense, too. Yeah, he's playing good defense, too. Him and Bregman both.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely the catalysts for this team right now. Without the two of them, who knows, like, where we would be. Probably not very good without the two of those guys so far hitting 3 and 5. So, I mean, like, when they're hitting 3 and 5, like, all we really need is just Duran, Devers, Like, we only need a couple more guys to start hitting, and then what do you know? The whole entire top of the order is raking when you start putting up some big numbers and cruising to victories.
Yeah. I also want to bring us to some the farm system and talk about a little Marcelo Meyer. He's been raking the past couple days. He just hits homers every night, and they go 10,000 feet. I've been a David Hamilton guy through and through, but I mean, it's getting to the point where, like, if he's going to come off the bench, like, we need you to produce a little bit if we're not going to carry Marcelo Meyer. Maybe we just wait until September because you want Marcelo playing every day, which I get. But
David Hamilton's been bad. I think he's like 2 for 40 almost at this point. Not good.
I wouldn't hate considering moving. Obviously, we were talking about how good the defense been at third base, but I wouldn't hate moving Bregman over to first and at least trying it out maybe later in the year once we get to September, once we get to October, and seeing Marcelo play some third base. I think that could really help out the squad.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, like, we can experiment with, like, position-wise, because there's Marcelo and there's Vaughn Grissom, and of course there's Roman Anthony. We'll be in attendance to see the Woo Sox on Sunday. Pretty pumped for that. Will be my first time seeing Roman Anthony. Pretty excited. And Meyer, too. But, yeah, I mean, those guys definitely look like they're ready to play for the Red Sox. I don't think there's anyone out there that would say, that would look at them, their tape from the first couple weeks in Worcester and be like, oh, no, that guy's not ready to come up. Like, they shouldn't call him up. I don't think anyone would say that. So that's when we got to get to the experimenting around the diamond. Sprinkle this guy in here. So just try to find what's working. And then by the time September or even August rolls around, we got to be rolling out our best guys every day, trying to get in the groove heading into the playoffs.
That's for sure. You want to get in these pitching matchups?
Yeah, who we got tomorrow? Is it Walker or Tanner?
Alrighty, so tomorrow's Friday. So we got Tanner Houck versus, Blake Lively. That should be a win.
I like that a lot for us. Blake Lively is very, very hittable pitcher, I would say.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV Plus, so just hate everything.
Friday night Apple TV Plus will get you.
Just get rid of it, please. Unless they want to sponsor us, then
keep it. Shout out Apple TV Plus. Please sponsor.
Game two, we got Walker Buehler versus IMG alumni Logan Allen. That should be a fun
I one. Like us there as well.
Me too.
And then what's Sunday going to be?
Sunday.
We'll probably catch the end of it.
It'll be Brian Bayo versus, I believe it's
Gavin Williams.
Yeah.
Makes sense, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, that you could say that all we have the advantage slightly in a lot of those, but, I mean, those are three decent young arms for the Guardians as well. I mean, we're going to have to hit to win this series. What are the Guardians? They're playing some good ball, I believe.
Yeah, they're
definitely above 500.
They're 14-10.
Yeah, the NL Central is low-key like a pretty competitive division all of a sudden. I know the Tigers and Royals are playing well too. So, I mean, they're going to be in a race in a competitive division. We're going to be in a race in a competitive division. It'd be great to win a series here over the weekend. And then who do we have coming up after that?
The Blue Jays and Toronto.
It'd be nice to get on a little heater here.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing some decent ball clubs. You've just got off playing some pretty crappy ones and one mid one, and the mid one kind of kicked your butt. So if you're going to play to your competition, then, I mean, let's go. Like, now's the time. Like, I get, like, that you've played a lot of games in a row. You've only had 2 off days since the season started. You went to Mexico before the season, which is ridiculous if you knew that you had this schedule. Let's go. Like, Cora needs to get these boys fired up. And
Devers and Duran need to start hitting, and so does Willier and everybody who's not hitting right now. Like, everybody not named Story or Bregman needs to get going.
Yeah.
All at once. Let's just all have everybody going at once, because that's when we'll win games. It honestly doesn't even matter who's pitching if we're all hitting at once.
Yeah. You got any closers?
Try to win a weekend series against the Guardians, hopefully. Can win that, maybe even sweep. I mean, Guardians are a good ball club. I know Tito. No, he's not. He's with the Reds now. But, I mean, they still have a good team.
Steven Vogt.
Yeah, he's a good manager. J-Ram is going to be dangerous. They got good ball players. So, I mean, that's a team that we could maybe see in October if we're good enough and we play hard enough to get there. So,
yeah,
let's win a weekend series.
For sure.